the thing about family probably only really started breaking through for me as I got married. We started getting children, and I really started seeing for the first time what the father heart of God is actually like, or getting a glimpse. And I think it started with our first boy when he was just a couple of weeks old. I had this encounter with God because we heard about friends of ours baby that was stillborn, and the fear came in my mind, and the, felt the enemy say, that's going to happen to your baby.
You were hearing the voice of Heinz Winkler there, just expressing a part of his journey with God and the revelation of God as the Father who loves us and wants us to surrender all to Him. This program was in fact recorded when we did our Let's Talk tour of marriage events, and it was a real treat to have Heinz and Aletta join us in front of a live audience to capture a program that shares the heart of the ministry this couple has become involved in, and just to hear how God has been so integral in their journey thus far.
Yeah, for sure, Alison. Having never met Heinz and Aletta before, I wasn't quite sure how the conversation was going to go, but they are such a grounded couple who just exude a passion for Christ and for seeing people come to know God in a real and intimate way.
Definitely. And I'm sure those listening in today will be inspired by the zeal that Heinz and Aletta bring to the program. Let's go now to that recorded interview.
Well, Alison, we are passionate about two main things, and that is God and family. And so we always get excited when we come across people that have that same and share that same passion. You know, we, as focus on the family, we want to share the gospel of Jesus with as many people as possible. We're all about helping families thrive in Christ. And so we want to share those principles that we believe ultimately God has laid out in His Word to help us do family well. But really, at our core, we want to share the gospel with as many people as possible, lead people into a relationship with Jesus. And so we really are excited when we meet people that share that passion.
Absolutely. And it is such a joy to be in Cape Town, where we are recording a Focus on the Family radio program in front of a live audience. And these people have come out because they want to invest in their family life. So that's really great. And our guests today certainly fit your description of people who share a passion for family and its creator. We're joined by Heinz and Aletta Winkler. Heinz is an SA Idols winner. In fact, the very first Idols winner. He's also an award-winning singer and songwriter. He's a worship leader and a speaker. And he's married to the lovely Aletta. She is an author, speaker, songwriter, TV presenter, and style consultant. And you can see why. And together they've launched an NPO and movement called Love Key, which we will talk about today. But they have four beautiful children, the youngest being only 6 weeks old. Welcome to Focus on the Family.
Thank you, Alison. Great.
Thanks so much. It's
awesome
great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. It must be quite busy in the Winkler household at the moment.
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it depends on what you compare it to, I guess. But yeah, we have definitely have three busy, active, alive boys. Yeah. And now they are just loving on their little sissy. So that's awesome.
Good. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, as we said, we get excited when we come across people that share that passion for family, and particularly from a faith perspective. And so that really is what drives you, isn't it? It's what gets you guys up in the morning. I mean, we know you're a SA Idols winner. Maybe we'll have to hear some of that journey and how that plays into your story. But this idea of family is really what drives you and your ministry.
Amen. Yeah, we both feel very strongly about it. For me, it should be an obvious value that flows from being a believer. Because family is God's idea. Yeah. Marriage between a man and a woman, to have children, procreate, fill the earth, that's His original design. Yeah. So, you know, to not be passionate about family as a Christian, I think is kind of, you know, weird, yeah. To be honest. But hopefully I didn't offend too many people. But So it flows naturally for us from our relationship with God, because God is all about family, because families make up communities, communities make up cities, which makes up the world.
Absolutely.
And that's why I really believe that in order to change a nation, we need to change family into God's original plan. Because healthy families build a healthy nation. And a healthy family, we believe, is built on a relationship with Jesus, where he's the center of the husband's life, the wife's life, and the children's lives.
And how did that revelation come to you, Hans? Was that something that really does connect with your salvation story? Or was it more of a gradual process that led you to that revelation as such?
I think it's a culmination of many things. Both of us are very blessed to come from homes where our parents are still together. They loved each other. Yes, they had their mistakes, obviously, but you know, they held on to Jesus. They taught us about him and took us to church. And you know, it was traditional church going in the beginning, especially, but still, there was a foundation laid of family and church and Jesus, which we are eternally grateful for. Mm. I got saved when I was 16. I really believed I was a Christian because I grew up in a Christian home and I went to church. I thought that's what qualifies you know, that you're a Christian. But I realized on a Saturday night in October 94 during worship when I met God, it's a long story, but the short of it is I had such an impactful moment of meeting my Creator and sensing when I repented of sin and ran to him, that he held me and said, I love you, my son. And my life completely changed. And I realized, oh my word, up until now, I was just a cultural Christian. I knew about Jesus, but now I knew Jesus. Yeah. And that was the big difference that happened for me. And I think from there, the journey started, and I had many, many ups and downs, many struggles, many things that were still stuck in my body and in my soul. And although my spirit was new, you know, I had these things that I had to get in line with my new spirit, like we all do when we start with Jesus. But I think the thing about family probably only really started breaking through for me as I got married. Mm. We started getting children, and I really started seeing for the first time what the father heart of God is actually like, or getting a glimpse. I think it started with our first boy when he was just a couple of weeks old. I had this encounter with God because we heard about friends of ours' baby that was stillborn, and the fear came in my mind, and I felt the enemy say, that's going to happen to your baby. And because I've at that point luckily was discipled and at a church that taught us well, I knew that's a lie, and I took down the lie. I said no, and I said, God, what is the truth? And in that moment, I felt God say to me, are you going to give your child to me? Or do you want an Abraham Isaac moment? And I was like, and I prayed the hardest prayer of my life. And I said, Lord, this child is yours first. Yeah. And after that, I slept like a baby. I had so much peace about this child. And then shortly after that, or in the same, I can't remember exactly when it happened, but I had this revelation where God showed me that I and my wife, but especially me, have a role of modeling him, God, to my children. Yeah. That, and I actually had this picture of seeing Leon one day having enough brain and spirit to recognize God and to say, oh, I know you. Sure. I saw you in my dad. Sure. And that really moved me. Yeah. The other thing that was a big moment for me was seeing Ephesians 5 in a whole new context, that Paul was actually not speaking about marriage and family. He was actually speaking about God's relationship with us. But he has given us two things that is supposed to model how we should be with him. And that is parenting and marriage. Yeah. Marriage shows us what our relationship to Jesus should be like. And parenting shows us what our relationship with the Father should be like. Mm. And he's given it to us to experience so that we can go deeper and deeper into our relationship with him.
Sure. And Aletta, we've heard Hans's journey Did yours
long kind of, journey.
did your journey kind of follow with his, or was it a separate journey? This, not, I won't say necessarily had to be a revelation for you, but your passion growing for this idea that actually family is so important because it's that reflection of God and His relationship with us.
Absolutely. I think if I think back as a young Aletta, I definitely didn't think about it because I was in such a safe environment. I wasn't exposed to weird families and dysfunctional families. And I mean, you are aware of it like far, far away, but you are in your little bubble. So it definitely hit me when we got married and we got to travel and get to meet other people, and you see the brokenness in the world, and what you have is sacred, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, why don't everybody have this? And we want to give it to everyone. We want to share this. This is what the holiness of marriage is about, and the beauty and the sanctity. But and then definitely when we got children, the whole parenting and family, and just, I was looking at your video just now, and I saw you spoke about orphans, and I'm thinking of my new baby. That baby almost doesn't have a chance to cry, then I pick her up. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking of stories that I've heard in my life of babies in orphanages that just stop crying because nobody attends to them.
Yes.
So I'm like, it just breaks my heart to think that is actually out there. And if we can help people, whether I got an Instagram message from somebody yesterday, just asking for advice on whom to marry because she's got this ex and he abused her, but now she's got this godly man, but now she wants to go back to the ex, and I'm like, just run away from the ex. So it's just on any platform that we have, if we can stand up for what is right and for family and for marriage that's godly, we want to do that.
Sure.
We all know that we live in a broken world, and the enemy has a mission to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
We have to be very aware of that and have to be sober about that truth. But the other truth is that God is greater and that He's with us. He's our covenant partner. Through Christ, we are seed of Abraham, and we are covenant partners with God. And because we have that covenant, we can overcome anything we face. And so we have a huge responsibility as believers. I mean, when you ask that question in this video, it's so great that will people notice when the believers are gone? What a great question.
Yeah, absolutely. You spoke about the brokenness, and we live in a reality in South Africa, and it's true around the world, but I think it's particularly true in South Africa. There is a huge amount of brokenness when it comes to family. It is heartbreaking. And I know you've quoted before that quote of Mother Teresa, when somebody asked her, I think when she was getting her Nobel Peace Prize, what do we need to do to bring peace to the world? And what did she say?
She said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family.
Yeah.
Drop the mic. That's really, you know, the summary of God's heart, I believe.
Then saying that if we're going to do that effectively with the hearts of God, we have to have that revelation of Him. I think it's fantastic. Alison spoke in the introduction about Love Key. And maybe you need to explain a little bit about Love Key. And then some of those, we'll touch on some of those topics. But where was that birth, this idea that you wanted to take this message because of probably the brokenness that you were seeing?
Well, I think it started when God started speaking to me and my wife about a shift from commercial music to Christian music in 2015. I needed a lot of convincing, so He gave me 8 prophetic words in about 5 months.
7 wasn't enough.
No, I needed... So that's a long story, but at the end of it... I actually got the 8th one while I was leading worship on a trip in Israel with a tour group, which should have been, you know, quite a signal. And I came back from there and had a normal show and felt for the first time that's not where I'm supposed to be anymore. There was a season for it, because even when God called me to commercial music, people didn't understand. They're like, you're a Christian, you can sing, why don't you do gospel? I'm like, God hasn't told me to do gospel. But then that shifted.
Yeah.
Then he told you.
And then I was like, I really needed to know. So then it started, and I did my first Christian album and started, you know, basically going into ministry. And for 2 years, I just performed mainly at churches, Christian events, ministries, whatever opportunity I could find, led worship, shared my testimony. My testimony normally turns into preaching. So some people invited me back to actually preach, and never thought I would do that, but I love it. I realized this is actually, you know, who I am. And I did that more and more. And then I started thinking, you know, how can I do more of what I feel called to do? And how can I do it more effectively? And so I started spending time with my pastor, with other friends, and just people speaking into my life. And we were able to distill this thing of that I actually have a heart to see families be whole, yeah. To minister wholeness to families. And then part of that is unity to the body of Christ. Because there's so much division even inside the body of Christ. And if that doesn't change, many other things won't change. Because let's think about it. Unity actually starts at home. You know, if your marriage isn't united, if you have disunity with you and your children, how the heck are you going to have unity in your local church, let alone between the local church and the other local church? You know, if we all love Jesus and we all have the same Holy Spirit, why is there division? So what I want to see happen inside the church is that we really live a I have died kind of Christianity, and Christ is alive in me. And that because the world looks at us, and how can you minister to a broken world about the love of Christ and the unity of the body if there's no unity? So last year I said to God, okay, we need a plan. We need to make this official. And so out of that passion for family and unity, I started a non-profit company called Love Key with a board of friends of mine, people I trust that can also help me and guide me. And so we have governance. And then Love Key, the name, came from me asking God, what should it be called? And I came up with a whole bunch of words and then looked if it was available for a website and whether it's been registered, because you have to. And then I couldn't find anything. And then eventually God said to me, what are you most passionate about? What do you normally speak about? Mm. And I realized what I normally do is I try to help people to realize that the key to salvation is the revelation of how much God loves us.
Yeah.
And then the key to living the life He has for us is loving Him back. Because He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So love is the key both ways.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Wow. And it's essentially, am I right that the main aspect of the nonprofit and the movement is a weekend away where you're essentially speaking a message into the hearts of the people that come. And I want to read the things that you kind of cover in this weekend, which I think are incredible, and we can touch on some of those. But you speak about royals born to reign, then queens, beauty for ashes, kings destined to rule, and then nation builders, healthy families build a healthy nation. I mean, you really are just speaking our language there. But it starts with that royals, you know, that we are born to reign. Let's say we want to give you a chance to speak here. What is it that you cover when you're speaking about the fact that we're born to reign?
So the royals is this session or the section in the weekend that is focused on the youth of our nation. And like you also said in your video, and what your heart is to prevent youth suicide and teen suicides, because it's so real these days. It's actually crazy. The younger you can get that revelation of who you are, that you have the authority in Christ, the better. So we start with the youth, and that's the royals. And then it goes to the queens, which are the ladies or the mothers, the women of the household, the kings or the men. And then the nation builders is the family on the Sunday.
And we've only effectively done this once in our neighborhood, and we are hoping to do more of it. Mm. The idea is to reach the whole family as individuals and then as a unit.
Wonderful.
So that's how it started. So royals is the youth, as she said, and the focus there is preaching the gospel and inviting them into a real relationship with God. The problem is that for many, especially for the young people, the gospel message has been watered down. It has been preached in ways that they don't get or don't see the, like, why would I do that? You know, they're actually thinking for themselves in a much stronger way. So a gospel message from a personal experience, telling about the realness of the struggle and the going through stuff, is what really rings true to their hearts.
Yeah, it's authenticity is what they're looking for.
Absolutely. We also started small, and we had 25 youth on that night, but five of them had made first-time decisions for Christ.
Wow.
And, you know, so that's a good percentage, 5 out of 25. Mm. And those are five young people's lives that are changed completely.
Yeah.
And can go change five other lives and, you know, so on. So for me, that was profound because we don't know what a family is going through that comes to such a weekend or a day or whatever. The young person may be struggling with their identity. They may be struggling with knowing who God is. And if you can introduce them, maybe they have a bad situation with their dad at home. And if you can introduce them to their Heavenly Father, that can change.
Yeah.
Then we have the ladies' morning, which is, she spoke on Beauty for Ashes. And if we can have the woman, you know, get healing, and then the man get healing, and then on the Sunday they come together, and we just help the father to activate certain things in the family, and we guide them in confessions and repentance.
Sure.
And we guide them into doing communion together. And so by the end of the weekend, you see families go like, wow, okay, so this is what it's really about. And that is the heart of it.
Yeah. And it's centered around a theme of royalty.
Mm. Amen.
And that's what you're wanting to get across, that we're sons and daughters of a king. And so there's an authority that we have. There's a position that we have.
Absolutely.
But that position, I guess, comes with not only a wonderful privilege, but also responsibility. And that's what you're trying to challenge within each of those aspects of family. Is it generally a whole family that would come, or would you have some youth that would come without their parents, or a father that would come on his own?
Yeah, the idea would be to get the whole family there for the whole, for each session, and then come together on the Sunday. But it is open to whoever, you know, maybe
single moms,
yeah,
single dads.
I actually realized that we need to communicate very clearly that it is not for so-called perfect families.
Yeah.
It is actually for those who know they need help, whether it's a single parent situation, or maybe you've got there's no parent. I don't know, but we want everyone to feel welcome.
Yeah.
So yeah, whether if your parents don't want to come near a church, but you want to come on youth night, absolutely come. You know, if you're having trouble with your child who doesn't want to come near a church, come. You know, because there's so much power in walking in your identity with the authority that God has given you. Mm. We have seen prayer change families and situations that seem impossible, because we serve a God that can do the impossible.
Yeah.
And so now, Aletta, let's move on to Beauty for Ashes. You are passionate about women being beautiful from the inside out.
Absolutely.
So can you just speak a little bit more into your section of the weekend where you speak to the woman?
Well, thanks, Alison. I am passionate about women, full stop. In my job, I get to see women on a daily basis. I work with women, and I'm so thankful that God can use me even in the secular world, in a very it seems like a superficial world, being an image consultant and going all about what's happening on the outside. It's so important for me that you can be, I have explained to women, I can give you a makeover right now and you can walk out of here looking and feeling beautiful, but if you don't change on the inside, I will find you in the store 5 days later and you're going to be back where you were, because there's nothing to sustain it. So my heart is to get to the heart of women. So Beauty for Ashes morning is such a beautiful opportunity for me to speak to a bunch of women at the same time, which I absolutely love. And and just to tell them and to get to, I don't care who you are, we all go through struggles. Nobody's life is perfect. Nobody does it. And it might look like that on Instagram, because that's what you offer people. I had this incredible ugly moment one day where I was heavily pregnant. I was traveling with my three boys and my niece, who was my au pair last year, and we were on a gravel road for 2 hours, and the boys were impossible. And at one stage, I just flipped out and I yelled at them, and I'm like, if I'm
upset, my baby is upset, and you want him. And they cracked, and we were all crying, sorry, mommy. And I thought, this is not a moment where I'm going to grab my phone and let's smile for Instagram. Yay! You don't see those things on Instagram. You just see the beautiful and the happy family. And that is what everybody portrays. And it seems like you're going, scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, and you're like, why don't I have that? I don't have that. I don't have that. And you're constantly comparing yourself to others and not measuring up and feeling not enough. Mm. And if the moment you're in an environment where a bunch of women, you realize they feel the same way, you're just like, I'm aware, I'm not alone. And we're all going through the same boat. And then telling you, you are a queen. You are royalty. You are, even though it doesn't feel like it, even though you think you don't look like it, you are the most beautiful thing to God ever. And He created you like that. And when that penny drops and the healing takes place, it's just a beautiful moment.
That's fantastic. Wonderful. Wow.
Hans and Alette, we are really out of time, but there's so much more that we want to cover. We certainly want to hit more of those topics that you're addressing within this Love Key movement. So would you stick with us and we'll keep going and air that next time?
Definitely. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Speaking with Hans and Aletta about their pursuit of Christ and their unwavering determination to follow Him and hear His voice in everything they do was truly inspirational. I loved that the core of their ministry is to introduce people to Jesus, the Savior, while also recognizing how important family is to God and to society. There's more to come on our program with the Winklers tomorrow, and I hope you'll tune in for that. We have a couple of fantastic resources to highlight today. The first is the documentary Irreplaceable, hosted by Tim Cicerich, who consults with experts around the globe to explore whether the concept of the traditional family is still meaningful today. The film asks questions like, what is family? What is marriage? And what is the significance of fatherhood and motherhood? The second resource is the newly launched Truth Rising. In a time of cultural confusion, Truth Rising offers a powerful reminder that only God's truth can anchor our faith and heal our world. Join John Stone Street and Oz Guinness as they explore the decline of Western civilization and the hope we have in Christ. This compelling documentary will inspire you to love truth, live boldly, and stand firm in your calling. Both documentaries are freely available on our Thrive Media streaming platform, accessible via the media button on our website at safamily.co.za. Thanks for being with us today. For Focus on the Family Africa, I'm Alison Schnell, inviting you to join us for the conclusion of our program with Hans and Aletta tomorrow, when we'll, as always, help you and your family thrive in Christ.